An Indian biotech company claims to have developed a vaccine for the Zika virus. This week, the World Health Organization declared the spread of the virus a global emergency, and a number of drug companies have since announced that they're working on a vaccine for the virus. The Indian company says its vaccine is yet to undergo clinical trials, but it's calling for government assistance to help speed up the process, as South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
The current Zika outbreak hasn't spread to India yet, but has claimed one casualty on the subcontinent. Indian conglomerate Tata Motors has been heavily promoting its new small car named the Zika, short for Zippy Car.
It's a very zippy car, very good to drive around in the city, and therefore we had named it as a Zika.
Tata's vice president for small cars is Girish Wag.
You know, this virus Zika has also come up and is kind of taking a shape of an epidemic, so therefore we have decided to change the name of the car.
A replacement will be decided in due course. Meanwhile, as international concern grows about the virus spread and its link to birth defects, yesterday one Indian company quietly announced that it had already patented a possible vaccine.
So we've been working on this vaccine for the last 1 year.
Dr. Krishna Ella is Bharat Biotech's managing director. He says early stages of a Zika virus infection are indistinguishable from two other diseases also transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, dengue fever and chikungunya. Like dengue, people who catch chikungunya also suffer a high fever and crippling joint pain. Dr. Ella says Bharat Biotech is already conducting trials on a vaccine for that virus, and the similarity between it and Zika led the company to patent two candidate vaccines for Zika.
We thought as a company, it would be wonderful to have a combination vaccine of Japanese encephalitis, chikungunya and Zika as a combined vaccine.
Zika was actually recorded in India around the same time it was first recognised in the early 50s. Because its own symptoms are relatively mild, it wasn't deemed a priority until evidence of its link to the birth defect microcephaly. Dr. Ella is appealing to the Indian government to help the company fast-track clinical trials.
So, you know, we are ready now. In another 2 weeks, we might be starting animal trial. We have a lot of problem in India. And the government can facilitate how fast they want to move the clinical trial. Unless the government helps us, it'll be difficult for us to move forward.
Are those trials recognised internationally if they're conducted in India, or would it require a separate trial process for this vaccine, should it work, as you hope, to be available internationally?
We've done the clinical trial according to the international standards. So we have expertise to develop a clinical program meeting all the global standards. That is not a problem. But what is the problem is how fast the government can facilitate the process.
If you do get assistance from the government, how long do you think this will take?
If the WHO and government of India think seriously, this also can be made in less than 3 years into the market.
We're still talking a time frame in years.
See, what I'm saying, we can only produce a vaccine. The International Regulatory Agency has to decide how fast they want to move.
Dr. Ella points to the international effort to develop and test an Ebola vaccine as proof the trial process can be expedited. He'll meet with Indian regulators next week.
South Asia correspondent James Bennett there.